Now, guys, you know what I'm saying? We're back. I mean, we're actually back. But, in the NBA right now, some of you guys may know, some of you guys don't know, that LeBron James is injured. And, you know, me, as a Laker fan, I'm just a Laker fan. I don't bandwagon. I don't, none of that type of stuff. I don't think he's a GOAT. I don't think he's a, he's top, you know, he's top in the, he's like top 10 in the NBA right now, top 3, top 5. But I don't think he's a, I wouldn't want to say that he's a GOAT right now because he hasn't really finished his career. And, you know, when he finishes, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, he has this many stats, he has this many awards, he has this many yada, 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 he has this many that. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, you can't just put that aside and be like, oh, yeah, he's automatically the GOAT. Like, there are a few and many NBA legends who haven't, like, won championships, but they did pretty much put up a lot of numbers, they did put up a lot of stats, and they did get a lot of awards, but no championships. But, anyway, you know what I'm saying, you know, he's injured, and he did say that he's not coming back 100%, something like that. It was something outlandish. It was, you know, he just wanted everybody to know. And, you know, he didn't really have to say that. Because if he's going to go play, he's going to go help his team. He's going to go win some games, I'm saying. Because I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. But I think they're going to get eliminated. They're going to get eliminated, A. Or B, they're going to advance. And then they're going to get eliminated. Because he's injured, and I think he can bounce back from his injury. It's not that bad of an injury. It's not, like, horrible. It's not going to ruin his career. But there are some NBA stars and legends who's, like, that type of injury can ruin your career. But for him, I don't really think it's going to ruin him. It's not going to ruin. I mean, it's going to probably, like, you know, affect his game and all, but he's gonna go back to what he was doing before. And, you know, they're not gonna obviously two-peat automatically, you know what I'm saying? If the Lakers are healthy, if they had what they had, then they would obviously be the top seed right now in the West. They're not the top seed, like the fifth seed. And they won some and they're losing some right now. And I don't know if you guys seen that, see that highlight with Ala Caruso getting dropped. Yeah, I don't know, it's pretty funny. You should go check that out. But, you know, I don't really think he's going to come back from this injury. I mean, he is going to come back, but many people are panicking. Many people are saying, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He just had to say that. He didn't really have to say that. Like, I don't really want to compare him to any other NBA stars, because that's what a lot of people do, and that's what a lot of people, you know, they basically turn into a whole GOAT debate. They basically turn into a whole, a big old problem. I mean, it's not really a problem, it's just fun to get into those things, but me, I don't really like getting into those GOAT debates. I don't like getting into that. I don't like doing that. I'm not into that. I mean, I wish I was, and I would have been so more aggressively, you know, been on Jordan's side. I'm already a Jordan fan. I've watched mostly Jordan. I most watch, like, 90s basketball, 80s, and specifically 70s. I love the 70s, you know what I'm saying? But he's going to come back in 80, you know. He's shooting a lot of three. He's shooting the three, and we've seen a lot of players are getting fouled this season. I think it's one of the many seasons where a lot of players and a lot of, like, players just, they're just getting fouled out, they're getting hit, they're getting all this, they're getting all that, and I don't really think people are taking this season that serious. I don't really think people are saying, oh, this season one of the most important seasons. Like, it's gonna be one of the most important seasons of the, like, all time. But, you know, I guess because everything, because of, you know what I'm saying, COVID, and because of the fans and the crowd, and, you know, like, for example, the Nets versus Dallas, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't really expecting Dirk Nowitzki and George W. Bush to go to that game. I was not expecting that. Dirk, he's one of my top 10. He's not top 10. He's like top 20. He's like top 20. But I wasn't really expecting him and the former president. Not even like the actual president, but he was the president in the early 2000s. But I wasn't really expecting him of all people in the world to go to that game. And, you know, I guess they were expecting the Nets. Maybe they're expecting the Dallas Mavericks win, you know. I'm not really a fan of Dallas, but I am a fan of the super team, this Brooklyn team. But they're not playing together, they're not doing anything, so I'm giving up on them. But, yeah, this is going to be it for today, you know what I'm saying. But if you guys just watch a lot more Brooklyn games, you should go, you know what I'm saying, hit me up. And be like, oh, Brooklyn's not doing this, Brooklyn's not doing that. I saw a lot of people was getting hyped up about the Brooklyn Nets and how they're basically going to automatically just going to advance to the finals or advance. Like, they are a playoff team. They have better pieces than they were actually wanted to have. But, but it's a lot of situations happening to their team. It's a lot, and I guess I don't know why their players don't even want to play together. They don't want to try to get some chemistry. They don't want to try to get, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to get anything. Because those players have Durant, Irving, Harden, Jeff Green, Blake Griffin. They don't have LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean, he had to retire, but you know what I'm saying? They have the players. Those are players. Irving and Durant. Two-time champion Durant. You know what I'm saying? Seven-footer who could shoot you. A mid-range who could shoot you a three-point. Now, do I think he should be doing that? No. Hell no. Not even. He shouldn't even be doing that type of stuff. Because you got Harden. He's a one-on-one scorer. You know what I'm saying? And he got Irving, who do all those crossovers, he got good handles, he got great handles, he got amazing handles, but, you know, he could put you in a, like, different world. He could break your ankles, you know what I'm saying? But not really breaking ankles. He's not Allen Iverson. He doesn't compare to AI, you know what I'm saying? He does not compare. Nobody compares to him. Nobody compares to the answer. Nobody compares to him, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even compare to him. Nobody compares to him. I mean, he's one of the most, you basically influenced, I mean, he's one of the most and one of the best influencers of the NBA. And he's, you know, he's born on the same day as I am, June 7th. And I didn't really know he's born on June 7th. We're going to have to definitely see with this Nets team, and we're going to definitely see with this Lakers team. Now, I do want to say something right now. Do I think the Phoenix Suns are going to advance to the playoffs? Well, they have to play in the playoffs. But right now, we have the play-in tournament happening. It is going to be playoffs. And I already, like I said before, I'm not a LeBron fan. I don't really, as soon as he went to Miami Heat, no one's really expecting that. But, you know, when they got the two-time champs, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got Wade and Bosh and stuff. But I guess in 2011, I guess, I was expecting something better. But, you know, you had Dirk Nowitzki with all these fadeaways. But anyway, this is gonna be it for today. This podcast wasn't really what I wanted to really do. But I guess because the Flight Mike is doing it, and you know, Yeah, like Coop is doing these. They're not really doing podcasts, but they're doing like NBA news, NBA stuff like that. And I really like, I love Flight Mike's content. I've always watched him when I was like little. I used to always watch him. I mean, not like, you know what I'm saying? I just watch his videos. I don't watch him. Well, you know what I'm saying? I love the content that he does. I love what he does. And I hope that he gets to a million. And I know he's going to get to a million. And I've been praying to the Jehovah's Witness. I'm going to give me a million. But, you know what I'm saying? But, just ignore what I said. 2 seconds there. Just ignore that Jehovah's. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. This is going to be it for today. And I hope you guys go enjoy the rest of your day. And, yeah. Peace. And also, we have, I did tell you guys that we do have a special guest coming in the next episodes or more. Because I've been in contact with him. Yeah, it's a him. You guys thought it was her. Hey, man, I'm not really, I can't really get, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just that side dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the main dude, I'm the side dude. If a girl want me, I'm be like, nah, you can't get me because I'm be your side dude. I'm just be your friend, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay there and I'm going to stay there because you don't want to lose all what you got, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, this is going to be it for today. So, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope you be safe and eat some good food. You know, it is Friday. I do love fried chicken. You know, I'm not even having fried chicken today. Maybe I will have some curry. You know, do love me some Stephen Curry. Now say no. But I am actually gonna be eating some curry. It's gonna be great. I don't know if you guys are eating curry. You should go comment down below. And yeah, see you guys. Just ignore that. I haven't really figured out what I want to actually do for this outro and the intro. So this is just another episode. We're just gonna call this title LeBron and the Blakers. No. LeBron and the Andrews. I really haven't thought of a title for this. I want a title that's gonna stand out and pop out. And you guys are gonna be like, oh, why he make that title? Oh, why he did that? And, this is gonna be it for right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I do watch a lot of Flight Mike. I watch a lot of Chris Move. Like I said before, I do like his content. I love his content. And if I could ever collab with him, yes, I would collab with him. And I guess because, you know, I'm a noob. I guess because I've been doing these for shorter amount of time than him, then it's going to be very different, you know what I'm saying? And I do watch a lot of Crossgrove. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He just makes a lot of NBA theories, NBA, like, a lot of NBA theories and stuff like that, and just stuff like that. But, yeah. Peace, my dude. Oh, yeah, and also, guys, recently I've been playing a lot of GTA Liberty City. And it's on mobile. Yes, it's on mobile. And I don't know why I didn't buy it on PlayStation. I have no idea why I didn't install it into PlayStation. I guess my brain didn't work at the time. You know, so, yeah, peace. And I'll tell you guys more about Yeah, I do have a next episode, and that's going to be a surprise. And, you know, I'm going to tell you more, obviously, about the GTA and Liberty City. But, yeah, peace.